The office of the Ukrainian president released this video, showing Ukrainian troops in the middle of Klishchivka and visually confirming the liberation. The Ukrainian soldiers standing so relaxed in open terrain also tells us that the area around Klishchivka has been thoroughly cleaned of any Russian army presence. Ukrainian defenders of the 80th Air Assault Brigade, 5th Assault Brigade, and Liut Assault Brigade are reporting about the liberation of the settlement. And now Ukrainian forces are in control of Klishchivka and Andriivka. Heavy fighting continues at Kurdumivka. Ukrainian operations in the Bakhmut area continue to be assessed as fixative and attritional. Fighting north and south of the Irpin is attriting Russian material and manpower to no purpose. Despite Bakhmut's minor status as a transportation hub, with the intersection of the railroad, Russian forces cannot advance on any sector as long as Ukrainians firmly holds the natural bastion of Chasiv War. Russian losses in the Bakhmut area are believed to be in excess of 40,000 soldiers. Russia's continued fixation on the city and Ukrainian adroit use of continued pressure attacks have served to divert and fix in place considerable Russian military assets that could be used elsewhere. Ukrainian Armed Forces reports that by contesting Bakhmut, Ukraine has pinned more than 52,000 Russian personnel, approximately 274 tanks, 1,000 armored vehicles, and 150 artillery systems into what is a useless fight over a place of zero strategic or tactical significance. And we don't see this every day. Donetsk Oblast, a group of Ukrainian soldiers engage a Russian vehicle with an FGM-148 Javelin ATGM fired from a tree. And we have a large weekend release of Ukrainian FPV strike videos. In the south, a Ukrainian FPV loitering munition hits a Russian BTR-80 on the move. A watermelon has grown on concrete slabs in the center of Kherson. The city is shelled almost daily by Russia for many months now.
Центральний ринок, бывший центральний ринок, все погоревшее. И знаете что? Кабун. Серьезно? Ну типа. Серьезно? Арбуз. Посреди города.
Young Cubans explain how they are victims of human trafficking, taking them from Cuba to the front lines in Ukraine. They were fooled into going to Russia to work in construction. Their passports were taken from them upon arrival, and they were given a contract in Russian to sign.
Para abrir trinchera, para recoger escombros, y al final todo fue una estafa.
Todo fue una estafa, no nos han pagado, no tenemos los pasaportes, no tenemos documentos, no tenemos nada. Ahora mismo estamos aquí en cuero.
Nos quitaron todos los documentos. Nada más llegamos aquí a Rusia, nos quitaron todos los documentos.
Hemos estado en más de 7 ciudades de Rusia. Nadie nos ha hecho nada, en todos los hospitales que llegamos es lo mismo, nos hacen las mismas pruebas, nadie sabe de nosotros.
Cuando firmamos el contrato nos dijeron que no podíamos traducirlo, estaba en ruso, no sabíamos qué decía el contrato, nos dijeron que no nos preocupáramos, que solo firmáramos. Firmamos y después de poco tiempo nos mandaron para una unidad en Rizán y de ahí nos mandaron para Ucrania.
En Rizán nos estuvimos como 2 semanas por ahí. Después de las 2 semanas nos dijeron que nos iban a cambiar para otro lugar, supuestamente un lugar mejor. Siempre eso era, un lugar mejor, para ir por un lugar mejor. Terminamos en Ucrania, la tercera línea. Van a todo tranquilo, íbamos a entrenar, nada, van a... Nos enfermamos y vinimos para acá. Pero ahora las amistades nosotros ya están en la primera línea. Y nadie dijo nada de eso, que teníamos que ir para la primera línea ni para la segunda línea.
Eso de que los cubanos están bien, eso es mentira. Hay muchos cubanos que están desaparecidos, muchos cubanos que la familia no sabe nada de ellos. Y todo es una estafa. El contrato nos lo hizo una mujer cubana y una rusa. Y nada, solo nos dijeron que firmáramos y hasta ahora no nos han pagado, no nos han atendido, no nos han dado los documentos. Nos tienen en un hospital aquí, nadie sabe de nosotros.
Lo que necesitamos es que nos ayuden Traten de ayudarnos, no sé.
Como puedan.
Como puedan, para poder salir de aquí, porque verdaderamente que aquí.
Y
la otra es que no nos entienden nada. A esta gente aquí tú le hablas y ni te entienden nada.
Ni te ayudan, ni te dan respuestas. Uno le pregunta y no te dan respuestas, nada.
Las mismas pruebas que nos han hecho en 5 hospitales atrás, las mismas que nos están haciendo aquí.
Polish supplied KTO Rozomak M, 1 AMV in service with the Ukrainian 57th Motorized Brigade. They are waging war against us. Lavrov about the USA. No matter what they say, they are leading the war in Ukraine, supplying weapons, ammunition, intelligence. They are waging a war against us, said the head of the Russian Foreign Ministry. He just forget to mention that Russians invaded Ukraine, not the way around. Clown.
Для нанесения стратегического поражения России. Что бы они ни говорили, они управляют этой войной.
The Russian banner says, children, kitchen, church, the sense and greatness of a Russian woman. That's the motto that Hitler declared in September 1934 in his speech before the Women's National Socialist Organization. He said then, the world of the German woman is her husband, her family, her children, and her home. He used Kinder, Kutsche, Kirche, children, kitchen, church. But the last part of the slogan, church, was omitted because of anti-religious campaigns during the Nazi era. However, now in Russia, the church is an integral part of Russian propaganda, so there is no need to omit it. This is what we're fighting for.
Thanks for watching, and don't forget to subscribe. Also, if you want to support Warthog Defense, please become our member and get early access to new videos, exclusive members-only videos, and become administrator in comment section. The membership link is in the description.
Every day, we had a guy last week, it's 6 rescues in 6 days. You know, he's doing the job every day.